with the lights out, hanging on, hanging on, with the lights out, almost alone. If it wasn't for the neon, with the lights out, hanging on, hanging in there, with the lights out, almost alone. If it wasn't for the neon, four more minutes till the sunrise, but I'm not ready. Damn you, time. Four more minutes till the headache, but I'm not ready. Damn you, right. Take me home, I wonder where it is. Oh, take me home, I'm ready to be missed. And I'm laid awake, slightly insane,
I tune the world out. Least I try, least I try. I tune the world.
All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in on the final hour for the road trip hour. And you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, before I say anything more about this hour, I'd like to introduce all of our guests, of which we have many. Who would like to start? Do you have a DJ name, or
yeah,
should I just...
Yeah, okay. I'm DJ Jedi.
DJ Jedi joining us.
I'm DJ Remedy.
I'm DJ Pending.
DJ Tolstoy.
Wow. All... We're full up with DJs. Everyone,
what's your DJ name?
I'm DJ Jeb, so you can't actually call me by my real name.
Okay. The you game's can. All here.
Yep.
So we did the ID. Thanks everyone for joining me.
Final hour.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this gonna be like a best of the road trip hour?
This
special?
Is kind of like best of the decade.
Best.
Honestly, because
oh, wow.
I'm playing a lot of songs that I've listened to, both on the road trip hour and off the hour, like very frequently for the decades. So we have a lot of classic rock, which is one of my favorite genres.
Heck yeah.
We have some world music.
The 2010s were definitely like the best decade for classic rock.
Classics, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that. Yeah. In the sense that they're widely available for everyone now.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, so we have a lot of classic rock, we have some world music, and we have a little bit of...
My shirt's appropriate today. I didn't realize. Yeah. I'm wearing a Journey concert
DJ... Jedi is wearing a Journey shirt on theme.
So, DJ Jeb.
Yes.
I was thinking, and like, you've been talking a lot about music, but what's the best, thing of the decade?
Ooh, the best thing
the
of
best
the decade?
Thing, the best singular noun of the decade.
That's really hard.
Okay, how about food?
Well, I think noun would be easier for me, honestly.
Foods are nouns. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just... Okay.
Here's...
I'm gonna tell you, off the top of my head, this... If I thought about it more, I'd probably come up with something else. But off the top of my head, I'm saying Spanish is my noun of the decade. Because...
That is an adjective.
That's...
No, it's a noun.
Referring to the language.
I'm referring to the language. So, I'd say it's my noun of the decade because I learned Spanish this year and got into a lot more Spanish genres of music this decade.
There you go.
And I went to Spain, so...
Wonderful.
I'd count that as my thing of the decade, my noun of the decade.
I think that's a solid choice.
Yeah. Before I forget, let me just say, we just listened to Ojai, or Ojai, spelled... OJAI by Young and Sick. And Young and Sick is a joint music and art project. So in addition to the song we just listened to and other songs, they do street art in both New York and LA. And it's some pretty good stuff. I've looked up some pictures, so check it out.
Can you describe the pictures for us so
paint
that
us
the
a
listeners
word picture.
Can understand?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. The one I'm thinking of off the top of my head is it's a blue background.
Okay.
With like a kind of rainbow-ish creature.
Okay.
Off to one side, but I don't remember what that rainbow-ish creature is doing.
It's a goldfish, but
it's a
rainbow fish.
It's more tall.
Gold.
It's not really like.
It's a giraffe.
It's a tall.
It's
goldfish.
A rainbow.
It's a tall
fish.
Rainbow giraffe. On
it could.
Blue
you
background.
Know. Let's just go with that. Let's just say it is that.
I like that.
Pretty lit.
Yeah. Before we go back to the music, just letting everyone know if you're tuning in, if you want to talk with us, tell us about your favorite thing of the decade or anything like that, the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I know it hasn't really been working for the past weeks, but it is now.
Yeah,
so
it started
in.
Up randomly again. We're figuring out why it started working again, but it did. So
hooray.
I'm happy.
But it is working, so call in and let us know. Well, talk to us.
Yeah.
Please.
Is that
that's
I found the art the
DJ Jedi found the art thing.
Yeah, it's like a woman bending over.
Okay.
It's beautiful is what it is.
Yeah,
the colors
are really nice.
It's a very cool art and music project.
Oh, that's Foster the People
All right.
Supermodel.
Thanks for tuning in, and let's go back to the music.
All right. Sick.
Underground, back to the floor that I love. Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. 'Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Yeah. If it's meant to be. Meant to be.
It'll be,
baby, if it's meant to be.
Hey. Hello, thank you for sticking with us. We just listened to two songs, beginning with Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. The song is actually partially inspired by Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham's their own experience. Before they really made it big and they had a band, they described themselves as living like poor gypsies, and that kind of inspired this song, Gypsy, by Fleetwood Mac, which is a great song. And Fleetwood Mac is one of my favorite bands, and I've listened to them so much this past decade. I mean, a decade's a long time, but I've listened to them an inordinate amount of time. They might be like the most listened to band. And then after that, we listened to Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha, I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Bebe Rexha,
thank you. Featuring the Florida-Georgia Line. Interesting fact about this song is that the music video on YouTube has over 840 million views.
Why?
That's,
yeah.
Whoa.
What did
no,
they put in it?
I have no clue.
It was all over the radio, like especially when I was like commuting around.
I've actually never heard it on the radio.
Really?
I've
not
heard
once.
It.
Really?
But I mean, I listened to like
now,
a classic
now you
station,
have,
so.
DJ Pen.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard it on the radio.
I don't think it's been on the radio.
What is in that music video that makes it so, like, watched?
I have no clue.
I think it's just the radio play. Like, I
probably.
Heard it was literally every hour would come on.
That's fair, yeah. I mean, I've contributed probably to, like, 200 views on some of my favorite YouTube videos because I listen to music exclusively on YouTube these days.
And you sign out and then sign in with a different account to give them a different
I just
view.
Don't sign in.
Ah, okay.
So I'm never signed in.
I believe that you can have like more than one view per video on one account. Excuse me, DJ Penning, do you have something to say?
Do you have something you want to tell the class?
Impromptu ASMR.
Okay, I once
I'm just getting a lot of sabotage.
A jellyfish on the beach.
That's
was it
not what
alive
you were saying.
Or dead?
It was probably dead.
A kid at the
was
summer
it clear?
Camp.
That I
it was
sorry.
Clear.
Oh no, it's all right.
Okay.
It was clear, but DJ Remedy, do you have a story about?
Yeah,
Jennifer
well,
on
it's
beach?
A really short story. It's about like one sentence, which is to say that when I was a camp counselor this summer, a kid that I was like watching over—I was going to say a kid of mine, not mine.
Your child.
Yes, my child. One of them threw a jellyfish at another one, and that wasn't a situation that I was super prepared to deal with in that moment.
No, they don't go over that in training.
No.
They did at my summer camp.
Okay.
If you throw a jellyfish at someone, wow.
Where were you?
Well, okay. So it's that's a longer story.
I'm buckling up for the road trip.
So at the summer camp that I worked at, it was on a lake. But we had this special program, which was paddling our waters, which was we would take them all and bring them over to the coast, to the Washington coast, and then just sort of have a day out there doing, like, ocean paddleboarding.
Yeah, cool.
The day that we were supposed to do this, there was a Coast Guard warning that no one on a small craft should go out on the water at all. You will be blown out into the ocean. So we're like, cool, okay, we delay it, and we are trying to get everything done the morning of the next day when we are scheduled to be driving back.
Oh, God.
So that means that we get everybody onto the paddleboards, everybody's, like, going through the safety checks, and then we get out on the water, and we're just trying to go from one side to the other side and back, and so we're not really. We're like at the front and the back, but we're not going back and forth to make sure.
And you're paddleboarding as fast as you can.
And we're paddleboarding as quickly as possible.
I
like bring up the speed because it's important. Because when we get to the end of it and we're trying to get everybody off the paddleboard so they can get back in the van so we can drive back to camp, I'm waiting at the back to make sure everyone's fine. And then one of the kids says, my favorite part of the whole thing was when Alyssa threw names have changed. When Alyssa threw a jellyfish at me, and then Alyssa was like, "Haha, yeah, I did." And I was like, "What?
Oh my goodness!
What?
That's we don't do that." And the kid who threw the jellyfish just looked at me and said, "Why?" And
why?
I said,
"Why would you do this?"
And I said, "Well, it's a whole leave no trace thing."
And you couldn't think of a reason why not to.
No, I said
the jellyfish was probably screaming.
Leave no trace. Yeah. I said it was leave no trace, and the kid looks at me dead in the eyes and goes, "I left no trace of that jellyfish."
Wow.
And so
that's amazing.
Even though we were all getting out of the water, we made it explicitly clear that no one was allowed to pick up any more jellyfish, and then we left.
It's a good thing you then clarified.
And that's the end of the road trip hour, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep, that's all.
See, I worked at a sailing camp, so we were in a river that was like just connected to Long Island Sound, and there was just jellyfish everywhere, and people had like scoopy buckets to get water out of their little sailboats, and they would just use those to pick up jellyfish and throw them at each other.
Oh,
and
wow.
We just, there was like 50 of them. We were just too tired to have to deal with it. So if they got stung, they got stung, and they weren't very dangerous jellyfish. They were just kind of pathetic.
Are they the snowballs of the sea? What makes them so throwable?
They're squishy and easy to grab. I don't know.
That's a good reason.
And people find it funny.
Squishy and easy to grab.
And jellyfish.
And kids find it funny when other kids are in pain. Because children, especially middle school ages, can be little monsters to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you learn when you work at a camp.
Yep.
that's the end of the road trip hour. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for the
jellyfish
derailment.
Are the ocean's yeetable animals.
That's wonderful.
Let's talk. Let's discuss. Most
we
yeetable.
We can go back to music because DJ Jeb looks kind of sad.
No, it's fine. I don't want to interrupt any stories.
Ocean animal
but
of
I'm
the
going
decade.
To. Thanks everyone for tuning in.
It's the starfish.
It's the starfish.
So this next hour, this next set of songs, they're all laughing because I muted them, but
it's the starfish.
So,
sea urchin. So
this next set of songs is world music, which is one of my favorite genres that I recently that I listened to a lot of in this next hour. So I hope everyone enjoys.
Nere sastana kam dikti fuat mi diwan le tasni tile da shakwa ina yan warani sinjay tsana tabar sukoz taran dar shinawan nere sastana kam dikti fuat mi diwan le tasni tile da shakwa ina yan warani sinjay tsana
تران دغش ناون استان آقام دکتی فوت میدی و دسان رو مغیما نگاه کن ورال فلل دسان راست سنگار داد تو اندی دینگار دینی ریس استان آقام دکتی فوت میدی و لذت زنی لذت شکوا اینای نورانی سنجی دسان تاب سکوز تران دوشی نوان
shut up!
All right, so we are exactly halfway through the hour, which means it's time for a PSA. DJ Remedy, would you like to give us a PSA?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much.
This is one on dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Mini dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than eating candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio.
What fruit is he?
Thank you very much.
What fruits are we?
I real quick, though, I would like to... I feel like dried fruit just got its, like, say, and I think that... candy deserves some defense as well.
Yeah, like hey, processed.
Wait. Okay.
Processed.
We can it's read the processed. PSAs, but we don't have to stand by them as far right. as I'm aware.
Well, we are guests, so, you know. Let's
you are guests. And talk.
So we can just say, yeah.
They processed that fruit. It passed through human hands, therefore it was processed.
It is processed, but not Word, not processed words. Enough.
Words mean things.
Well, that is true.
Process, we mean the stuff that I get from the corner store, like my favorite combo, the Incineroar True combo.
Oh,
Mountain
my
Dew
goodness.
And hot Cheetos.
Don't forget the beef jerky.
Oh, actually, it's in my backpack right now.
Okay,
I ate it all already.
Whoops. You already, yeah.
What?
Hot Cheetos and Mountain Dew at the same time.
Yeah,
why did you leave and then come back and then come?
Technically, processed still means something different than weed.
Okay,
say
this hour is getting very chaotic.
It's fine.
Everyone talking over each other. So I'm just going to mute all of them and just going to do the donation drive PSA real quick. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. All right, now I've unmuted you
okay.
all. So.
Should you ID the songs next?
I mean, I will, but
I was trying
you can all
to,
talk
to
if you want.
Candy.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
just saying that dried fruits are great, but they're also kind of vanilla. And I think that we should embrace the future. There are cool candies out there, such as Snickers, Nerds, Nerds Rope, Airheads, Airheads Extreme, Bubblegum, Chewing Gum. There are Milky Way bars and Mars bars and Three Musketeers and Charleston Chews. I could go on, and indeed I will.
No, you don't have to, actually.
No, you
Ferrero
don't have
Rocher,
to.
Tic Tacs.
Hey, wait, what about Zero?
Zero.
What
Sublime.
About Symphony?
Symphony,
oh,
yes.
That's a
yes,
good one.
Everyone, contribute. Come on.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
There we go.
I love those.
Yeah, how about we contribute by IDing the songs
yeah,
that we just listened
Beef
to?
Beef Bar.
Oh, that's candy for your ears, isn't it?
It is candy for your ears.
Beef Bar?
Especially that first song. Which I have not
okay.
listened to in a while. I had to mute all of you
yeah.
because you were
yeah.
getting out of hand.
Yeah.
They can't hear you.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
I know you can hear us, so that's good enough.
So we first listened to Sastanakam by a band called Tinariwen. It's a group formed in Mali, and it was initially founded by Ibrahim Ag Alhabib, who saw his father, who was a Tuareg rebel, executed when he was 4 years old. Later in his life he saw a Western movie with a cowboy playing a guitar, and then he built his own guitar with a tin can, a stick, and some bicycle brake wire. He eventually got a real guitar and began to play in a group known as Kel Tinariwen, which translates to the Desert Boys. So that's Sastanakam, which is a great song, and I haven't heard it in a while.
He sounds like the coolest guy.
He's pretty... Well, I haven't met him, but he sounds pretty cool. And then we listen to Rumba Guajira by Arsenio Rodriguez. He's a Cuban artist who became blind at the age of 7, and despite this handicap, he contributed heavily to the genre Son Montuno, which became the basis of modern salsa. He also established the conjunto format of small bands of musicians that play genres like norteño and tejano. So if you've heard of any of those genres, even if you haven't, Arsenio Rodriguez really helped to define salsa music and Cuban jazz. Great artist. And that was a great song, Rumba Guajira. So we are continuing. That was just a little detour to listen to some world music, and now we're back on some more songs of the decade.
How did you find Arsenio Rodriguez?
Well, so that's actually kind of a funny story. I was watching a Real Life Lore video on YouTube. Real Life Lore, it's a YouTube channel where they just do like hypothetical scenarios.
That's awesome.
And one of them, the scenarios, was what would happen if the Cuban Missile Crisis went like hot. And it was a very interesting video. But they opened with a song by Benny More, another influential figure in Cuban jazz. And I really enjoyed that song they opened with. So Benny More kind of exposed me to the whole world of Cuban jazz. And after that, I discovered Arsenio Rodriguez and other artists.
That's nice. So cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool, yeah.
it was a good video and great to learn a new genre.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the PSAs and us talk. Let's get right back to the music.
Oh,
let's talk
like,
about
regular
it.
Regular. We'll
all right.
Like,
so thanks for
or-
tuning in. We just listened to two songs. If you weren't paying attention, it was two songs. The first one was, are you okay, DJ Tolstoy? The first one was Man on Fire by Earl St. Clair. This song is his debut single, and his stage name, Earl St. Clair, comes from his first name, Earl. But then the fact that his street in Cleveland, where he started producing, was named St. Clair Street. And in California, his studio is also located on St. Clair Street. Whoa. So, Earl St. Clair, Man on Fire. Then we listen to Anoxia by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Wow. Oh my God.
One of my friends, Tommy, introduced me to the band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Wow. It's a great band. In 2017, they released 5 studio albums. The first one, which has this...
Full length?
Yeah, full length. The first one... Well, the song we listened to was Anoxia. And that is off the album Flying Microtonal Banana. Which was the first album released in 2017. And the last album in 2017 was Gumboot Soup. Additionally, they have an annual festival... Sorry?
Yeah. Mic is
not. Oh, yeah.
I think that was
okay,
intentional.
Okay, now our mics are on.
I turned them off to dissuade interruptions.
Okay.
So, yeah. They have an annual festival called Gizfest in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow.
And I've heard it's pretty crazy. I don't know much about it, though.
Wow.
Which I think
adds,
I guess.
They must have just been, like, hoarding songs until 2017, where they just released them all at once.
Yeah. It's a lot to release in 1 year. And they've also since released 2 more studio albums, full length. So.
That's pretty cool.
They're a great band.
The newest one isn't bad, either.
What?
The newest one isn't bad, I forget.
I have not listened to it.
They've got a rad name.
But, yeah, the album Flying Microtonal Banana is a great album that I like a lot. Also the song off of it, Nuclear Fusion. I'd recommend everyone check it out.
dentist in the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
All right. Okay. Thank you all for tuning in. We are almost done with the hour. So I just want to, first, before we go through the songs, I want to say thank you all for being here.
No problem.
This was wonderful.
It was very fun.
It was a great way to round out the semester. And hopefully I'll have a similar time slot next semester. So just look on WMFO.org and you can find our schedule for next semester when we have it.
It's not even four
and
yet.
Tune in to the Road Trip Hour. Next semester.
Jeb, is it all right if I give our listeners a message?
Yes, you can.
Best of luck with your finals, everybody. I know it's a stressful time right now, but you're going to make it through it. You're going to come out on top, and we're all very proud of you.
We love you, and you're amazing.
Yes, thank you. Good luck, and may the force be with you.
Thank you all. That was wonderful.
Yes.
So, real quick, just going to do a station ID. You are listening to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5. You want me to wait?
You can wait. 20 more times.
All right, then in the meantime...
Can we do it one word at a time?
All right, sure, we can. Can we?
For the station ID?
All right, well, hold on. We're not going to wait till after 3:55, but for now I'll do the song IDs. So first we listen to In the Waiting Line by 07, which is a British duo that actually began by engineering music for a number of other British bands, including the Pet Shop Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we listen to Riptide by Vance Joy, which is a request from DJ Tolstoy.
Yes!
Yeah!
Warm. It's also
a
classic
song.
It's a great, listen to it quite a lot.
In fact, Vance Joy has been doing a five-year anniversary vinyl release for the anniversary of this
Are you going to get it?
Wow.
Maybe. I have more on my list. I want to get Metric's golden album first.
Is it a cool color, the vinyl? Do you know?
No, it's black.
I just saw a vinyl that I think DJ Remedy sent me a video. I cannot remember what it was called, but it had a very cool name, and it was when it spun, pictures on it moved. There was like a running
That's
cat.
Pretty cool.
There was like moons going zoetrope? Through the phases, yes. And then there was like stars moving. And it was really, it was like also like kind of like holographic, and it was really pretty. Yes. And I'm like, I would buy this record regardless of what was on it, just so I could see it move.
Yeah.
It's just hip to be square.
Yeah. Thank you for summing that all up, DJ Pending.
I think Temple's Hot Machine is like that, actually. It's like
it's just hip to be
it's
square.
It's burgundy with gold, and then kind of there's like...
It's a square record.
Oh,
it's
so
hip.
Cool. It is pretty hip.
You.
Okay, so why don't we do the station ID now? Who wants... we're going to do each say one word.
Where
so,
is it?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
I've
feel free
I'm
to go free
I'm the only one here who has
it.
Never had a radio hour. I've just mooched off of everybody else.
So then why don't you start with the ID, DJ
okay.
Jedi?
This
is...
DJ.
Jeb.
And...
You
are...
Listening.
To.
91, or 90.
1.5.
FM.
WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio.
So thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, not today, FCC. Better like next hour.
We're gonna...
Oh boy.
We're gonna round it out with Doobie Brothers' song, Black Water. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and I hope everyone comes back the Road Trip Hour next semester.
We'll miss
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Bye.
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 Mwah.
Jumping that paddle wheel, bumping black water, keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Well, if it rains, I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. Just take that streetcar, let's go uptown. Yeah, I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland and dance a honky tonk. And I'll be back.
Sippin'
moon, won't you keep on shining on me?